It's official. The British economy is in recession. Government figures released Friday show the economy contracted by a larger than expected 1.5% in the last 3 months of 2008, after a 0.6% drop in the previous quarter. Britain's finance chief, Chancellor Alistair Darling, acknowledged the economy had taken a sharper downturn than anticipated.
If you look at today's figures, what you're seeing is a very significant fall in industrial production, and that's been caused because world trade has really fallen away very, very rapidly over the last few weeks and months.
What started as a crisis in the financial sector in Britain continues to infect the wider economy. Unemployment is accelerating sharply, with nearly 2 million people now out of work. The housing market remains severely depressed and retail sales are weak. For the UK, Friday's figures show the biggest decline in nearly 30 years. But Chancellor Darling was quick to point out that Britain is certainly not alone.
We're facing this problem everywhere. America's been in recession for a year now. Even Germany, Italy, Japan, countries in the Far East are seeing a substantial slowdown in growth.
The British government has moved to bail out failing banks and has put in place a multi-billion dollar stimulus package to shore up the ailing economy, including a cut in the national sales tax and help for businesses, homeowners and low-income families. Prime Minister Gordon Brown says these measures will work, but he says there needs to be a coordinated international effort.
What we need is a degree of international cooperation here so that all countries who are all affected by this can work together to do similar things.
Mr. Brown says he's talking with world leaders about ways to overcome the crisis. Britain is due to host the next financial crisis summit of the G20 group of industrialized and emerging economies in April. Sonia Pace, VOA News, London.